Halos 2 taon na ang nakakaraan ng anti-ager na Mohamed Farhan ay gumagaling mula sa isang heart transplant. Ngayon, ang mas malusog na 15 taon ay nagsasama ng pag-ibig at soccer sa pagtataguyod ng nagbibigay sa kanya ng lakas upang makapaglaro.
I would encourage other Australians like me to register as an organ donor to save other people's lives and let them have a second chance.
Si Mohamed ay isa sa 6 na ambassador para sa darating na Australian Transplant Games. Samantala, ang 19-year-old Vietnamese-Australian Andrew Vien ay nasuring may leukemia sa edad na 5 taon at tumanggap ng kidney transplant noong 2011.
Life was like really miserable. From the time I was connected to the dialysis machine, I'd be stuck in my room there.
Sinabi ni Vien na pagkatapos ng transplant, ang buhay niya ay gumanda ng husto.
Life has just changed dramatically, so much for the better. I can go out, I can drive places, I can do my own thing. It's just, yeah, it's a sense of freedom.
Si Vien ay maglalaro ng 10-pin bowling sa Games na magsisimula sa darating na Setyembre sa Western Sydney. Si Chris Thomas naman ay ang punong ehekutibo ng Transplant Australia. Sinabi niya na ayon sa kinaugalian, ang mga komunidad multikultural ay may mababang bilang ng nagdo-donate ng organs.
About 4% of donors have an Asian background, yet 16% of people waiting for a kidney transplant have an Asian background. And so there's this imbalance occurring.
Idinagdag ni Andrew Vien na ang lahi at relihiyon ay dapat hindi maging dahilan kapag pinag-uusapan ang kalusugan.
It really doesn't matter what ethnicity, what religion you come from. I mean, we're all human. We all need to support each other, especially with our health.
Aabot lamang sa halos 3/4 ng mga Australiano ang nasa rehistro ng national donation. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Felicity McNeil mula sa Organ and Tissue Authority na ang nagdaang taon ang pinakamagandang taon ng donasyon.
We saved 1,200 lives last year through organ and tissue donation. We have 1,500 people on a waiting list. We have 11,000 people on dialysis.
Samantala, sinabi naman ni Ginoong Thomas na dumoble ang bilang ng donasyon sa Australia nitong nagdaang 10 taon, subalit marami pa ding dapat gawin.
The next frontier really is to improve the consent rates amongst all Australians regardless of their cultural background.